Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Rofo in the house.
His house.
Rofo.
Yeah, the Rofo Mofo.
Oh, hey now.
All right, so Rofo, what are we going to talk about first? Are we going to talk about your breath, or are we going to talk about you getting laid?
Wow.
That's quite a choice.
And you know what? That's how I do it. You see how I do it? I dive right in and I give the sugar and the salt. Well, right at the beginning.
Spice. Depending on whether or not and how he got laid, that might sort of explain his breath.
As nasty as I thought you intended it to be?
Yeah,
that was nasty.
It was. You know what? I'm a shocking
You are so gross, Rob. You are the gross. When it comes to matters of all things body, you are without question the grossest person on the show.
Well, you know what?
That's really
someone has to have that mantle.
Is
right?
that a?
He
is
can't.
That a,
he can't
a,
explain. A, no, he was trying to do that. Yes.
Was that his joke? Is that where he was going with that?
Rofo can't explain his breath because if he could, he wouldn't have it. He wouldn't have that bad breath. He's got to see
a
professional.
Well, now how are you? Have you had an off-air conversation with him about it? Or
no? But I've worked with a producer too with dead teeth or bad gums, and you know that's just what happens. This man. Well, this is why I gave him a mint before the live show because he said, "Have you want anything? Just let me know."
All right, here's a question, and this, you know what?
You need a mint.
This could be the solution. It could be something as simple as this. Rob Ford, how often do you floss?
So true.
I floss maybe once a week, but I do use mouthwash.
Oh, God, that's terrible!
You see, you got to floss every day.
You can't floss once a week. I need to see the boy. I can't see him, and I need to see him on camera.
Stand front and center. There he is. Isn't it?
You're right on my little...
There he is.
Hey, Oscar, let me ask you a question about our TV monitors.
Yes.
So my little... my monitor for myself is down in the lower right-hand corner.
Yes.
And right now, it's right on top of Robo's face. Is there a way I can play with that and move that around?
No way.
How about this? Rofo, rise. Stand if you would.
Yeah, stand up. There you go. All right. He's right
there. Hi, boy.
Now his head's cut off.
You see, watch yourself in the little monitor, and there you are. If you are looking at the beginning of the Brady Bunch, he's right where Greg Brady would be.
There's my favorite intern. Okay,
what brand of mouthwash?
Scope.
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 Scope. Scope.
Scope.
Scope. I buy it in Manassas.
Now I'm gonna
scoop. Hey Rob, where are we in the show? I forgot to start the timer.
250, Mike. 250.
250.
We're at 250. Let me offer you this, Rob. I have been accused in the past of having less than stellar dental hygiene, and it's true. But I do feel I've turned it around. As a matter of fact, my dentist has said to me, "Son, you have dazzling gingiva," which is a really great compliment to have. That means it's not too late. What saved me
is something called
blackface.
You used to be Rofo.
That's what I'm saying. Mike, you're underscoring what I'm saying. I'm saying it's not too late for him. What saved me is a product called Plackers.
Plackers?
Scope!
He knows what to do. He's just too lazy to do it.
No, he might not be aware of
Oscar, you're wrong about that.
Thing.
You're wrong. I think people, when it comes to floss, they don't necessarily know what to do.
I'm going
to
bring you a pack of Plackers. I buy them by the case on Amazon through the Mike O'Mara Show
link. You.
And try them for a month. You're going to bleed.
Is that a nervous laugh? Because this isn't really that funny.
No, really, I'm going to tell you this.
Okay, Leah. Okay, Leah. Jeez. Remini. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
I'm not
that.
Talking
this
to you,
isn't
Mike.
That funny.
Stop being so sensitive. I'm talking to Rofo. He looks like he's about to pass out. He's so beat red.
Well, no, it's not that. It's that we're making him stand.
Yeah, I'm in an awkward squatting position.
Oh.
For a while.
A lot of weight to hold up.
Your bathroom basin is going to look like it's full of raspberry sherbet. But this will pass.
He's now holding on to the console.
He is. He's doing a Tony Diggs.
All right, so Oscar made mention. All right, so you're going to take care of that, son? You're going to
absolutely. And I want to say
every day. Every
thank
day.
You.
Maybe
twice.
Maybe twice a day because really.
To build up your gingiva, you need it.
Well, it's not that. It's like regular oral health is twice a day.
There's two things at
play,
though.
I don't do it twice a day all the time, but sometimes I do. But I do it every day religiously.
Two things at play, though. Not only does he need to floss, his gums are not up to it right now. I guarantee you they're having a bigger recession than the 1990s. They are not used to getting all the floss action, so he's going to have to toughen them up. And I think he should floss twice a day for a month.
Well, to That's be honest advice. With you, the entire Mike O'Mara show, I think in 2015, one of my dreams is to institute a total dental program, to be perfectly honest with you. I think we're going to address many, many subjects on the show.
I feel that I myself could use a whitening.
Hey, Rofo.
Yes.
Are your hamstrings about to give way?
It's more the quads, but thanks for asking.
Can he sit down, please, right. Mike? He looks like he's about to pass out.
Yeah, he can sit down to talk about, his love life.
When you talk about radio, like with your guidance counselors, they never mention that you need core strength.
No. You got to scoot in. That doesn't mean scoot all the way back. Make sure your head's in the little frame there.
There you go.
He's got to see. All right.
Okay, so Oscar mentioned that he saw you.
I was with him when this happened.
There may have been some activity. Will you take it away, Oscar?
Okay, it's fast forward and get in the DeLorean and let's go back to Circus.
Well, then it's rewind.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's rewind, actually.
Back to the future. And then...
Marty!
The space-time continuum with the plackers.
18.2 gigawatts.
We're going to take it, Marty McFly. We're going to go back to the Circus Suite at the hotel room with Rofo and listeners.
We're having breakfast in Circus with a group of listeners, and there's probably 8 of them. And we're all sitting there in a little courtyard area where people can walk in and out as they're going from Circus to the El Dorado.
This is the all-nude breakfast cafe?
No. Okay. Just a lot of offerings. You're sitting there eating. And out of the blue, these two...
You're in the Oriola Plaza.
These two young ladies, from what I remember...
Taint Village.
...walk by and... And they definitely knew the show. They came by and invited us to go get some Bloody Marys.
Were they going to the Bloody Mary bar?
They were.
Build your own Bloody Mary bar? They had
stop right there. Yes. Stop, because I love these. Now, right now, I am engaged. I am engaged in this story, and I want to know all the good. So what time of day and what day? Was this Saturday?
This is Sunday morning at 6 a.m.
Oh, this is post-show.
Everybody's a little salty. What time of day was this on Sunday?
At 6 a.m.
6 a.m.
So both of you are up all night.
Yes. We had all just right, gambled, and I'll explain the gambling at the body of the day, but we were celebrating.
I wish I could give them grief for saying that they were up at 6 o'clock, but you know, when you're up at 4:30, it's really kind of a tie.
Yeah, it is. I was the only one that went to bed early.
You
so
know who you are?
1 o'clock.
You are the sensible guy.
No, I'm not. I'm the guy that's got a bad gut, so I had to go to bed.
Okay, so you're
6 o'clock in the morning. You're in the cafe. The ladies invite you for Bloody Marys.
We had just ordered food. Rofo looks at me because he's kind of my wingman at the point, right?
Yeah, it's a hell of a wing.
And I was like, they laughed. They came and they gave Rofo a hug and they loved the show.
The two new girls walked by, and then
they start scurrying away. The two of them asking for a threesome, and. And I said, Rofo, go get it. What are you doing, man?
Go climb that
tower. And he's like,
Were they? How direct were they? Were they giving the vibe off 100% of some wonderful, wonderful random sex?
It was like that scene from Swingers when Mikey gave the waitress 50 cents and said, come back, there's more for where that came from. And it was like, it was on. They're going to end up in the trailer, right? Yeah, exactly what was going to happen.
It was very 100% cool. Guarantee that if they had Ebola, Rob Ford was going to get Ebola.
So that's good. And then the whole table looks over as I'm giving him the pep talk to go get it.
Right.
They're like, go. Like, what are you doing? It's 6 a.m. It's two chicks. They're alone. Bloody Mary time. Only good and bad things can happen.
Exactly.
Right?
The best worst things.
So
Rofo, did you take Oscar's advice?
Absolutely. We went over to the El Dorado. Had ourselves a little drink.
All right, you know,
I wish this is when everybody should have the video feed, because every time that Rofo speaks on the show, the head shakes a little bit.
His head bobbles. Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, went over to the
I brought
Dorado,
this up
had
to
had
Mike.
A little drink. Yes.
And I think it's time to bring it up here. Are you familiar with the show Modern Family?
I am.
And you know the Pritchards, and it's the guy with the you know, the hot wife.
Yeah.
And the son Manny, yes, and they've just got the new baby, so they've hired a male nanny.
Ah, Manny.
Yes. Do you know that after meeting Rob for 40 seconds, he went out to get his bag so we could go to the airport.
Yes.
Carrie turned to me and says, he talks just like the male nanny from
you
Modern Family.
You do talk like Manny.
And I
the
said,
male
you know
nanny.
What?
I know this, but I didn't think anyone else would pick up on it. So you sound just like the male nanny.
I gotta watch that show more.
You do. You do. I'll have, you know what?
Right. He is right, though.
I will
right.
put together a presentation.
Yeah.
I will put together a voice-to-voice presentation.
You leave Oscar behind having his breakfast, and you venture off with these two. Did you have to catch up with them, or were they waiting?
They were
good.
No, they were good 100 yards.
But they were doing the slow walk.
Oh, so he had to sprint ahead of them.
Yeah, the slow walk.
They were doing the slow walk to let me catch up.
The old snail trail.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet there was.
So we don't need any names. We really don't need any
names.
Don't
remember them.
Don't need to. So you caught up with them. Were they pleased to see you?
Absolutely.
You said, hello, dumpster sisters.
Rob,
that's
just
horrible.
Tone down the misogyny.
You jerk.
Just a, well, this is Rob's
sweet
a woman
ladies.
Hater. Rob was turned down in high school, and he'll never get over it.
That's
so
right.
He will turn.
I wasn't the magnificent stud that Mike O'Mara was.
No, you weren't, pal. All right, very good.
Laying pipe left and right.
Yeah. Johnny Trim.
Yes.
No, to be honest, when you're in high school, I was very disappointed more often than not in high school. I went to the proms. With the beautiful women, but
right.
there was never a relationship. Okay?
And you know, Mike,
I remember the ladies. I remember Candace Bushnell.
Of course.
I remember Sue.
Right.
I remember Sue Flynn. I remember Melissa Young. I remember all these beautiful women, but unfortunately, they all, occupied their time with other boys.
I applaud you in the fact that you were able to run with it and not turn it into massive hatred of the gender, which I have done.
You have. Yes. You have. Yes. Because when I got to college, I truly blossomed and became an uber whore.
Yes.
Anyway, that's a different time and a different story.
That's
so
true
we're
enough.
Talking about Rofo right now.
Yes,
we
are.
Prime. He's in the prime of his life, and he follows these ladies 100 yards where they're heading towards the Eldorado.
Yes.
They're heading towards the Eldorado.
It's Bloody Mary time.
That's right. They're going to build themselves a Bloody
so
Mary.
So you catch up, and
yes.
they're like, oh, great. We've got a guy to hang out with.
Yeah.
Yeah. One was a listener of the show. The other one thought I was a comedian.
Oh, there you go. That's perfect.
All right, you know what? We have a show to start. We will continue with this when we open the show, all right? Start the show, you
It's
mom.
The Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
At this hour, excitement is building for the death of Paul McCartney following today's announcement that London's St. Michael's Cathedral has been officially selected as the site of McCartney's funeral when he dies.
I can't wait to attend all the vigils. It's going to be really somber, but really fun, too.
I don't think you even have to be a fan to appreciate how amazing it's going to be when Paul McCartney dies.
I plan on crying so much.
Entertainment reporter Bree Lindsay joins us now with more on this. Hi, Bree.
Hi, Damon.
Bree, this cathedral looks amazing. I can already picture the organ playing the song Yesterday as they slowly wheel Sir Paul's coffin up the aisle.
It's perfect. There's a really nice wrought iron gate in front where mm-hmm. people can place cardboard memorials and flowers.
And that's within walking distance of Abbey Road and Apple Studios, isn't it?
Yes, so Beatles fans can get together and generally just dance around and be both happy and sad.
Wow, that's fantastic. I understand, too, that a number of celebrities are already tweeting their reactions to McCartney's eventual death, like this one from Nick Cannon, who writes, I was honored to meet McCartney. When he dies, we will truly have lost a living legend.
Yes, but it's the fans that are really looking forward to celebrating McCartney's life when he dies. When he was hospitalized last month for what turned out to be the flu, fans flooded his website with messages wishing him a quick and speedy death.
Great. Now, what about the death itself?
Well, obviously, everyone wants an open casket at the funeral.
So no car wrecks or anything that causes his hair to fall
right,
out?
Exactly.
Or his face to shrivel up.
Best case scenario, he'll get some sort of wasting sickness that takes him from healthy to dead in about a month.
That would be fantastic. Well,
it would.
However he dies, let's hope it happens real, real soon.
I hope so.
Thanks, Bree.
Thanks, Damon.
Paul McCartney himself released a statement today saying, quote, I am very excited about my upcoming death. The mourning period should really be fantastic. I wish I could be there.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Live from the Gabby Viver Studios and heard worldwide, this is the Mike O'Mara Show, powered by Encore Insurance Services. Over 25 and a half million. Hey, Pony, are we at 26 million yet?
Yes, we are.
Okay, so
you've actually said 26 million before.
Yeah, yeah.
You've said that, and then you've always said, oh, I got to update this copy.
What is our current number?
Over 26 million.
But thank you for pointing out my flaws again, Oscar.
No, I'm not. I'm just
seems
saying.
Seems to be the theme
you
of
said
the
you
year.
Were in the hospital. You forgot
right,
a couple
you.
Things.
Thank you very much. Okay, so.
Nearly $30 million.
So what is our, everybody shut up. What is the number?
Well, we're over 26 million. I don't know the exact number offhand. Changes
Get it for me!
Yes, sir.
I'll put $26 million down here.
Excellent.
Excellent.
I think you're doing a great job, Mike. I don't know what everybody else is saying.
Well, it's almost 27.
Yeah. You know, Rob Ford was really bad-mouthing him during the Open.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
He said,
I
don't know what's going on with him.
No, seriously, I appreciate all of your support. But anyway, $26 million downloads. Heard daily at MikeOmeraShow.com and exclusively over the air on the mighty 1630 KCJJ in the heart of the heartland. Go Hawks.
You know, Mike, for years you couldn't do sports on your radio show without talking about someone named Maurice. Which is why today we look at number 28, a 200-pound defensive back from Chicago, Maurice Fleming.
Maurice Fleming. Yes, the old sportscaster on the original Don and Mike show, Maurice Budkiss.
Hey, you know when Maurice
that I was forced not to do
isn't sacking quarterbacks, he's sacking dad ass.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Because he's getting played all the time.
Allegedly. The Mike O'Mara show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet. Why?
Why is this?
Because they get it. Our show today brought to you by FanDuel.com. I will read as written. How's your fantasy football team doing? If you're like me, you'd probably love to start over and get a brand new team. Now you can with FanDuel.com. That's right. Rofo and I have been having a great season on FanDuel. And we're up. How many bucks are we up there, Rofo?
No comment.
Okay, you see, up till now, Rofo hasn't done very well as my manager, but it doesn't matter because every week is a new week at FanDuel.com. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues, and I guarantee that this week is my week.
That's right, Mike.
It's got to be. It's got
to
be.
Yep. Building up to it.
Play for as little as a buck, no more than that, Rofo, with no upfront fees and no long-term commitment. And you can play in as many leagues as you want all at the same time. And, Rofo, go for it this week, okay? The NFL is starting to sort itself out this time of year, all right?
It really
we're getting
is.
Into that Thanksgiving deal. We're going to have a Thanksgiving game next week. You know, this is
I want you to ramp up.
I want the Thanksgiving week to be our best and biggest week ever, okay?
It will be.
That's such enthusiasm. That's wonderful.
Wow.
FanDuel will pay out over $170 million this football season, but you can't win if you don't play. So do it,
Rob Ford.
If you're a first-timer, then you're in luck. Go to FanDuel.com, click on the microphone, enter the promo code TMOS, and they will match your initial deposit up to $200. That's free cash. Just remember to enter TMOS at FanDuel.com, where every week is a new season. That's FanDuel.com. This offer ends soon, so sign up today. Okay, we are in the middle. I had to stop that, or we weren't going to get to the body of the show.
Right.
And we were talking to Rofo, who was last hunting down to prey in the El Dorado Hotel and Casino.
Yeah.
And one of them was didn't go to the show, was not familiar with the Mike O'Mara show. One was, and the one that wasn't thought that you were a stand-up comedian.
Now, yes. I have to ask, why? That's not something someone plucks out of thin air. Did the friend tell them that you were a comedian as a joke? Did you, God forbid, try to portray yourself as a comic?
No, I just walked up and she says, "You're a comedian, right?" And I think what happened was the friend who had gone to the show
said, I'm a matinee idol.
Said, hey, he's a part of the show, the comedy show I saw.
Yeah, well, that's fair. Yeah. And so if she's making that assumption, that's fair because most comedians come into town, they play Reno, and then they leave.
That's
right.
Back to their job as hand models.
So that's a good – I mean, and if you're actually in the best position because one of the young ladies knows – what you do for a living. The other one thinks you do more than you actually do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was feeling pretty good.
Yes.
Did you ever tell them that you weren't a stand-up comic?
Awkward. I didn't say I was, but I didn't say
that's
I wasn't.
That's not what you're – you just play along.
Right.
Oh, okay. Just play along.
Okay. All right. Yeah,
so
yeah.
Where were these ladies off to, Rofo?
They were off to the Bloody Mary bar in the El Dorado Casino past the luxurious fountains at the gate.
I love when he talks.
So
that's the entertaining part. That's the luxurious
Rofo.
Yes.
I did not find my way over to the El Dorado, so I didn't go over there.
Did you get the vibe that they were interested in not just drinking, but maybe hanging out afterwards?
Absolutely. It had an it's on kind of vibe.
Oh, yeah. Like DTF?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, DTF. Yeah. There you go. There you go. All right.
It had an it's on vibe. Okay, so it was off to the Bloody Mary bar, and how long did you spend? This is like 6 in the morning, right?
Right.
How long did you spend in the Bloody? And they obviously probably have had other cocktails as well, right?
Yes. That's
had you?
What's that?
Had you?
No, I hadn't.
Yeah, you're so sobriety.
I was good to go. I had a leg
were
up.
Were you teetotaling? Were you not having cocktails?
What's that? I had maybe I'd say about three or four over the course of the weekend.
Yeah, oh, he was just really fine. I remember when we were gambling, he's like, I'm sober. Do not gamble that money.
And by the way,
you
left Oscar Santana behind getting breakfast, and Oscar probably was close to blackout at that hour.
Yeah, exactly. He was already there.
Because he was close to blackout at 1 o'clock when I left. I mean, that's...
I looked at my bank statement. I was definitely blacked out.
I see. Just
black
to give you a little...
bank statement.
When we did the meet and greet after the show, and we were signing people's little posters for about 2.5 hours, I watched, because I was not imbibing, I was able to watch Oscar and Rob and their different stages. And what's great about both of these guys is they got more and more affable as the evening went on. And Rob especially started engaging in conversations. Yeah. We were getting to
too much,
the
I
finish
think.
Line. Well, towards the end, I was like, okay.
Stop
that's
asking
great.
For their Social
thank
Security
you, thank
number.
You, yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah. Oscar would engage a little bit more with the listeners, but not as much as he would be berating the interns that were taking the photos.
Their time.
And because at one point the line was of the night was, "Hey, Mac, stop being a dick."
I remember that. I do. You know what? It's all coming back to me now.
Yeah, I was right.
Yeah.
He didn't stop.
And so I know you guys were, by the time I left, 1 o'clock in the morning, and I headed back
about,
up to the hotel, you guys were feeling no pain. So you left him behind. You, Rofo, are at the El Dorado. These ladies are feeling no pain, and take it from there. So what happened after that?
So we sidle up to the bar and order the drinks, and we get to talking. And,
did you
and
say sidle or
sidle.
Saddle?
Sidle. Is it sidle or saddle?
It's saddle.
I thought it was
saddle.
You sidle.
Yeah. Yeah, you sidle.
Is it
yeah.
sidle?
But you could also, I mean, here's the discrepancy. You could saddle up at the bar, meaning take a seat, but to sidle
but
means
if you
you're
like
approaching.
Amble, if you
right.
walk up to a bar, you sidle up to it?
That is if you sneak up on it. Sidling is kind of sneaking.
Mm.
Yeah. But you don't look like much like a
sidle up to the bar.
Well, I sidle my work this way because Rofo at this point is almost a sexual predator.
Yeah.
Because he's out there. He hasn't been drinking. He's borderline sexual predator-esque.
Yeah, he's going to the Chris Hansen Bloody Mary bar.
He's like, ladies, would you like some cookies?
Hey, we left out some lemonade.
How
sweet
are you?
Tea.
So, do you think you want to go up to the hotel room?
But
are
he's
you aware
also,
that these ladies are both 15 years old? Did you realize that with lots of makeup on? You're under arrest, right?
So you sidle up to the bar with your rager.
Yes.
You're a gentleman. I know that about you, but you're also a little skeevy. Yeah. So you get up there, you sidle up, and what happens?
So we get to talking, order the drinks. The drinks come. So we're making small talk, hearing about them. They're from California.
Wonderful state.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Nice. So we're going, and one of them.
We're going.
Well, they had a let's go vibe.
Yeah, me and one of them are sitting down, and the other one is in between us standing with her arms around both of us. So it's very close quarters.
The one that is standing with the arms around you, is that the listener or the one that thinks you're Bill Cosby?
That's the one who thinks I'm Bill Cosby.
I see.
Nice. Hopefully not Bill Cosby.
Right.
Quite the track record.
It's all alleged.
Don't want a lawsuit.
So there we are. We're,
Ruff was
that's
there.
That's right. I'm a comedian.
In his dad's suit.
It's better than Ryan Seacrest's suit.
Were you wearing your father's suit?
No, it's my own suit. This jerk over here, you kept saying it's my father's suit.
Oh, man, that thing's straight from 1995.
He's ruining
my stuff. Oscar, let me ask you this. Did you base the fact that it was his dad's suit on the fact that it was just an older piece of clothing?
No, it was the shoulder pads. Huge.
Yeah. sort of the Ricky Ricardo
cut. Yeah. I was like, all right, that's your dad's suit.
Time to sing Babalu.
Dad's suit. So, all right, go ahead, Rofo.
Okay.
So you're,
all right, yeah.
You're getting the vibe that it's on, and one puts her arm around you, right?
Yeah, so then it comes up in conversation that they are both 37 years old.
Oh, that's perfect for you.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. And they're sexual prime.
So yes.
And once again, your age, Rob?
24.
That's right, so that would be less.
Yeah.
24-year-old man.
Yeah, these women were smoking when you were born.
So how did that come up in conversation?
I just one commented on, "Oh my God, you're so young and cute." Blah blah blah.
Oh,
blah, blah.
Oh,
I mean, we're 37.
You're so young
so,
and cute.
Yeah.
How drunk were they, by the way? Yeah.
They were blacked out.
Yeah, yeah. They
are. Young and cute.
So
young, I'll go with young.
Yeah. Last time someone called him young and cute, he bought all the pencils and petted the dog.
All right, so then what happened?
All right, so then it came up the age difference, and I said, "Oh wow, this will be pretty good."
Did you say that?
Hold on, hold on. This is what I'm saying in my head.
This will be pretty good. What, the sex? Is that what you're talking about? Boy, this will be pretty good boning.
That's what he thought in his mind.
Okay,
can't wait to complete with that.
I believe we have to do some more investigative journalism.
Okay.
Now we'll take over, and we'll probably be getting a series of yes/no answers.
Actually, Mike, you know what we need to do is we need to take a break.
Really?
Yeah. This is the first time Rob Ford has gone three segments.
We will take a break, and we'll finish up. This is going to be great. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Matt Bloom. You know, Pony Boy. We wanted to bring some sizzle to the mailbag. So they brought me in, Mr. Excitement, to really get you guys riled up. If you want to get in on the red hot action, just send an email to rob@mikeomerashow.com. That's Rob with two B's. Or if you like mail, P.O. Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. I hate mail. It's too slow. I crave action. So if you have a question or comment, send it along. And now, time for a nap.
Thank you very much, Pony.
Great
read. Always a pleasure. Yeah. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I brought to you by Blinds.com. I did install my own shutters. I was going through some photos yesterday to see. I missed my little guy. He's coming back tonight.
Nice.
Michael William is coming back with Carla tonight. So I, on the plane and also here at the house, believe it or not, I've been going through just looking at pictures of him and videos of him. That's how much I missed the little guy. And I saw that. Did I ever share with you that when Oscar was giving me a hard time about whether I was going to really be installing my own plantation shutters.
Right.
When I got up at the top of the ladder,
yes.
I actually had Carla take pictures of me putting in my my Blinds.com.
So you would
shutters.
Have proof?
Yes. Yes.
Do you know that now we saw the shutters when we were down there.
Yeah.
They look fantastic. They look
they
were built in with the house. You installed those?
I did myself.
I'd like to see the photos.
I'll send one to you.
Thank you.
I'll send one to you right now.
I believe him. I remember he told me the story of how it happened. So.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Good.
All right, I'll send one to Oscar.
He's sending him now.
Excellent.
Look at this.
This is how you get things done.
I love it.
He saw those shutters and he said, "This is going to be great."
Hold on.
While you do that.
You know what's great about Blinds.com?
Yes.
Is they have all the major brands.
They do. And you see, they have what is it? What's the guarantee?
It's the sure fit guarantee.
A sure fit guarantee.
Even if you screw up the measuring.
I just did it. I will actually be able. He'll be able to show you that by the time this commercial is over.
Oh, look at him. Oh. Look at this.
Oh, look at that. Looks like he's trying to break out.
See?
Good man.
See?
That is our
asses.
Nice work.
Anyway,
nice work.
30-day price guarantee for Blinds.com. You know you'll get the best deal no matter what. If you don't want to measure or install, Blinds.com can do that for you as well. 61% of their business comes from repeat or referred customers, and I know why. I got my my mismeasured one that I had to get a brand new one sent to me. It's sitting out there now. Any over-under on when I'm going to be putting that one up?
I'm saying you do it today.
Before Thanksgiving.
Certainly
very
before
good.
Thanksgiving.
Yes,
before I say Thanksgiving. Before nightfall.
Give your home a gift for the holidays. New blinds from Blinds.com. You can get 15 to 20% off select designer window treatments from top brands with a free cordless upgrade. Also, Norman brand products, including their child and pet safe designer shutters, 20% off plus free shipping on most orders. And remember, Blinds.com offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. Be like me. Use Blinds.com. Welcome back to the show. Wow, three segments with our man Rofo.
Yes.
And when last we checked in, they were, I guess he was getting the vibe that it was on, and it was discussed that they were 37 and he was 24.
You know what?
But
he's
a big boy for 24.
What we really, haven't discussed is their physical resemblance to anyone we might know.
I really wasn't going to go there because, you know, if they're listening to this, I want it to be respectful.
They probably have regrets if something happened.
I can't see why. Can you just at least paint in broad terms as a two
blondes? How about a general description of celebrities they may have? And you can take both of them.
Yeah.
Let's see here. I would say the non-listener looked like, I would say, like an Avril Lavigne.
That's fair. Wow. That's fair.
Sweet.
From
like
what
that.
I remember.
That's
fair.
That's all right. I might give that a little.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
The other one look like Chad Kroger?
No, no. If we're going to go rock stars.
The other one looked like Stuart Scott. No, I'm just trying to who did the other one look like?
Blonde as well, right?
Yeah, blonde. I'd say, geez, let's see.
Suzanne Summers?
Hold on, take your time there, Rofo.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
Matt or Gunnar Nelson?
Ernest Borgnine?
No, he wasn't blonde. Now you're just being silly.
Well, I'm just picturing Ernest Borgnine with a blonde wig.
I would say a curvier Katherine Heigl.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
I like that.
Nice pull. That's fair.
As we like to call it, CKH.
Yeah.
The curvy Katherine Heigl.
Like, so like when she was pregnant in, what was that one movie that she did where they had the baby?
Oh, I know the one you mean with
I know.
Seth Rogen.
Perhaps it was
Knocked Up.
Katherine Heigl herself, Seth Rogen.
Middle of the movie.
So now you've discussed the age difference. That would seem to me to be something that is the content of the conversation getting a little more risque.
It is, and they happen to mention they were both there with boyfriends, but they were both mad at them because they decided to go to bed early.
Oh, no. Oh, this can't go well. I did not know this.
Jeez, I just realized, you know what? I decided to go to bed early, and my wife stayed up.
Was she mad at you?
No, not at all.
There you go. You're a big win.
3 hours later, and she was very, very kind to me when she came in. But
she came home, and the only thing she did that was untoward, Mike, is she took Dirk Vastrick's phone number, but she never acted on it.
No, it was funny because when Carla came in, she just raced right into the shower.
Oh.
No, she didn't. No.
Scrubbing. Why?
You know, and I just heard a lot of scrubbing and some gentle sobbing in the shower. That's all I heard.
But then that's not uncommon.
Carla had that picture taken with that one guy that had a little beatnik beard. I don't know who that guy
was.
Yeah,
he actually one of our whore package winners. He was backstage. He had the beard on his chin. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, I thought about it. You know, there is the 20-year age difference and my failing health. You know, and sometimes I wonder whether it's, what's going on.
Hey, where's Mike? Oh, he's in bed dying.
He had to elevate his feet. You know,
so let me ask you this.
I'm being young.
Where's your husband now? Where's your husband? What's your husband doing now? Who's the star now? Who's the star now? Who's the star now? Okay, no.
You know,
hopefully never happened.
You know, baby doll, my colon has not one perforation in it.
It's perfect. Sailing.
Yeah, it's like a teenager's colon.
All right, he'd probably be in better shape physically if he'd lose some weight. His colon would probably be a lot better, like mine. But mine's great, yeah. All right.
Sure. Yeah. Woohoo. Yeehaw.
But anyway,
Rofo.
So it's 37. It's 24. Where'd the conversation go after this?
Rofo.
Yes.
You're there. They're mad at their boyfriends. What happens next?
So we keep talking, and they say, "Why don't we get this next? Why don't we get this last drink, and then we'll continue and just see where the night takes us."
Oh my god!
Wait a minute. So they are overtly flirting with you.
Good for him. Good for him.
Now, are there any during the course of this? You're mentioning the age and stuff. Is there anything? And you don't have to tell me because for some reason I think it's going to gross me out. But is there
some reason?
Is there any more overt sexual content in the conversation while this is going on, Rofo?
Not in the content, but in the non-verbals. A lot of eye contact, some light brushing that might have not been so accidental.
Oh my God. Now, there's two things with light brushing. What do you think it was a flirtatious brush, or were they trying to get crumbs off your shirt?
Great question.
Well, at least at the time I thought it was flirtatious, but now that you bring it up, you never know.
Look, his shirt is now covered in celery.
There's something I do need to address just quickly, a quick sidebar.
Go ahead, Oscar.
Rofo, when you walked into your hotel room, did you think, oh, wow, this is kind of bigger than usual than what I'm used to?
It was one room with two double beds.
Yes. Yeah. But it wasn't anything special.
Are you
special?
Getting back to the fact that he had a larger room than you did?
He took my suite, Mike.
There was no suite.
Can we address this done talking about his groupies?
Okay,
I'm
sorry.
We will.
Well, if he was going to entertain, I figured he'd go there.
That's right. You know, I could have got a banging couch.
Rofo, did you have a suite?
No, it was one room with the bathroom off of it. Like,
but you had a larger room than Oscar. I don't know how Oscar didn't. I don't know how Oscar got boned on this room. I really don't know.
Not only was Oscar's room tiny, it looked like a crime scene, and it was adjoint and adjoining to Mac's room.
Oh, man, that's terrible.
What I don't understand is Oscar Santana was the man who was making all of the arrangements.
I just made sure you had the best suite like you did last time. That's all I made sure. That's it. I said, Mr. O'Mara should have the same room as he did last time.
And they put you in the exact same room.
Yeah, good to go.
Yes, they did, and it was just as good as the last time. So anyway, moving right along. So, Rofo, there's brushing and there's eye contact.
Yes.
Was there more eye contact from one of the two than the other?
I would say it was about even. And then they would look at me, and then they would look at each other. So, you know.
Now, who brought up the whole boyfriend
count?
You could do better.
Let's get started.
The thing that I find the most intriguing here is the fact that the whole notion of the angry at the boyfriends came up at all.
Mm.
Who brought that up?
It was them.
Yeah. You have won two babe prize. Two babe prize. Start now. All right, go ahead. Yes.
Yeah, so they brought it up. So they said, "Hey, we're gonna have this last drink, and then we'll see where the night takes us."
Oh boy!
So that to me is really squarely putting it in your court.
Yeah,
that is volleying to you. We'll see where the night takes us. Does that mean they maybe want to go out again and do a little gambling? Does that mean they want to call the night a quits? Or are you getting the indication that perhaps you are going to ferry these two lovely ladies back to the Rofo Palace?
That's right.
Do you start stretching out right there in the bar?
Oh, God. Yeah. God, that is nasty. I mean, stretching out. Oh, God.
You don't want to pull a hammy. God,
yeah. I touch my toes 10 times and then make my next move. Yeah.
Well, that's not overly forward. At least he wasn't touching their toes.
You know what? This is so delightfully awkward for me, but I find myself so curious. So after they said that, what did you say?
Well, I said, I think that sounds great.
Did you stammer like that?
I'll have a blue. Could be a Christmas.
So you said that sounds great, and you order a last round of drinks?
Yes.
And is that when you put the poison in their drink?
All right. None of that. Right, none of that.
He has a new thing, Mike. It's called Rofies.
Are we?
Rofies. Yeah, just drop the Rofies in there.
I just happen to have these in my sanctuary.
Who wants a mint? It dissolves.
It looks like
you know what helps this Bloody Mary taste better? It's my own version of Sweet and Low. Yeah, try that. There you go. Could be fantastic.
So you order? Are we all drinking Bloody Marys at this stage?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it was about 7 a.m. at this point.
Now,
you're putting in your time is what you're doing.
As an alcohol delivery system, the single shot Bloody Mary, I have always found to be woefully inadequate.
Right.
Due to the the thickness and the consistency of the drink, you've got an awful lot in there to simply mask the vodka. Did we have single Bloody Marys, or perhaps did you have doubles at the El Dorado?
We ordered them as singles, but I watched the bartender pour them, and they were closer to doubles.
So they were really good pours.
I've traveled,
so
it was a good pour. I've had many morning flights with you, Mike, and you used to specialize in what was known as the tomato martini. They would put two vodkas, and then they'd just get a jar of like V8 juice and put it near it.
Ooh.
Yeah. It would just enough to make it a little pink.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. When I would drink Bloody Marys, it would be usually flying, and I am a nervous flyer. And so some of the flight attendants understood me, some did not, but I would order always. That was my joke. I would order a tomato martini, and it would be the two big bottles of vodka, and that wouldn't fill up their little glass. You'd actually be able to stretch that into two drinks if you did what you knew you were supposed to do, but it was a delightful beverage. So back to you, Rofo. You're finishing up your drink. Tell me what happened after that.
So I figured, we finish up, and I say, well, why don't we head back to Circus? So they said, okay, that sounds great. So we're walking,
why don't we head over closer to where my room is?
Because if it's on, especially if they do the lingering behavior when you get closer and closer to, you know, where your room is.
Yes.
Hold on,
yes.
Let me write this down.
No, hold on. No, wait. This is good that we break this down because you, so they agree to head back over to Circus.
Yes.
And now is there anything discussed at that stage of the game about what's going to happen next? Are you going to go back to a table game, play some slots, or are you going to go to another bar? What's the conversation at this point as you're walking along? Or is it nervous, anticipatory silence?
Oh, boy.
It was.
What's in your playbook?
I think on the inside for all of us, it was nervous anticipatory silence, but we were filling it with small talk.
Okay, good.
Okay, give us an example of the small talk that you would volunteer in this situation.
I would just say...
I certainly like the carnival game that they're going to play.
Who wants to win a teddy bear?
You know, I can still taste the lime from that last Bloody Mary.
Yeah, what were they saying? What were you saying? I'm really curious.
They were doing things like pointing out, hey, you know, circus, because then there'd be like empty glasses, empty bottles on the, you know, casino machines, that kind of thing. I said, oh, yeah, I did one of those earlier. Ha ha. And we're yucking it up.
He might as well have just spoken to me in Russian. I have no idea what he just said.
Were you joking about the fact that there were so many people in circus that they had left their cups behind, or the fact that the maintenance workers at circus were not tidying up as routinely as, say, the Eldorado or something like that?
Probably the latter.
Okay. All right. Very good. I get it.
Yeah. Oh, Mike, you know
what?
I get
that joke. We got to kind of low-key that until Mr. Santana
keep
his
your pants. You
know, we'll take a break. Oh, my God. We are going into another segment, but I love it.
Worth it. Worth it.
Here we
we'll
go.
We'll come back, and then I want to talk about Robin Jimmy Cerrito on the plane,
oh,
too.
Oh, boy. That also Jimmy involves Cerrito. Bloody Mary's, Mike.
Yes, noted alcoholic. Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Do what we do.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. It makes sense that the best wine comes from the best vineyards. I've been to Napa. I know of some of these vineyards, and there are so many wonderful, wonderful winemakers out there. And we want to recommend to you Cameron Hughes Wine. Let me tell you why. Cameron Hughes finds premium vineyards that sometimes make a little too much. What they do then is that they buy the extra and they sell these exceptional wines at great prices. They produce small lots of extraordinary wine, so once it's gone, it's gone. These are opportunities. The 2012 vintage is just being released and it is fantastic, perfect for the holiday season. This is a wine drinking time of year. You can grab some for Thanksgiving and for a future Thanksgiving and for the Christmas holidays as well. Here's an amazing holiday deal that we convinced Cameron to offer our listeners: 20% off any wine. That's 20% off their already incredible prices and free shipping on your order with the code TMOS. All you have to do is go to chwine.com. Write that down. chwine.com. We also link it for you on our website. Click the microphone in the upper left and enter TMOS. That's chwine.com. Click the mic and enter TMOS for 20% off and free shipping. Now, guys, that's 20% off if somebody wants to buy a case of wine.
A
right?
million
They'll
cases.
Get 20%
exactly.
off.
Exactly. Yeah. I actually got 10 bottles of Lot 436. This is a North Coast Cabernet, and when I show up at Thanksgiving with this, I look like Ms. the Big Shot.
Good man.
You look great with this stuff, and they don't know you're buying it for $15.
That's chwine.com. Click the mic and enter TMOS. 20% off, free shipping. chwine.com. You will love it like we do.
Yes.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. We're really stretching this out, but I'm fascinated by the process here. So when last we checked in, Rofo has left Oscar, and he has absconded with two beautiful ladies that one was a fan, one was not a fan, but he's with these two ladies at the Eldorado Casino. They're having Bloody Marys, and then they decide to take the long walk back to Circus. The long walk of sex. Back to the Circus.
The key is this.
Hotel Casino.
You want to take your time and not be too eager and scare them away, but you also don't want to move too fast so they're like, hey, what's going on? You know?
It's really, there's a sweet spot.
Yeah. So what happened?
You want to let them know that if they're interested, you're interested.
Absolutely, and that's exactly what was going through my head.
That's right.
So we're walking back, making our terrible small talk, now that I think back about it. But at the time, it was perfect. So we go back.
Hey, here, let me just jump in for a second. It was not perfect. At no time was that even good. I know that that's all you had at that point, but it was never right. So don't fool yourself.
I will say this about Rofo. I will say this. Let's take the physicality out of the entire equation, which is pretty essential for most of us.
Yes.
But let's just say the boy does have confidence.
He's got a personality.
He does.
As well.
He's got a personality, and he's got, you know, this is something, God love him, that would not happen to Mac. It couldn't happen. It would not happen unless
Mac would say no to the Bloody Marys and just never pursue it.
The thing that would happen, most likely to happen to Mac after the show at Circus, is that they'd call security because somehow he was inside the claw machine.
Poor Mac.
Now that I could see happening.
Small talk, you get back to circus. And like this, anybody that's ever been through this, and I've been through something similar.
Oh, here we
go. It's a pretty nervous time, right?
It is. We would stop.
What do you mean, here we go? I can reminisce.
Did you really have to tell him? We all know you got laid when you were younger. We get that.
Yes.
Yes.
I know.
Thanks for tipping that in.
I'm sorry.
Yes. You mentioned that two breaks ago.
Yes. Most single men have gone through this. That's what I'm referring to.
Not Pony hasn't.
Oh,
Pony definitely hasn't.
Yeah. Oh,
that poor man.
Well, Pony's got, yeah, that's a shopping list that 2015 will deal with it.
You know what? So, he might want to be really extra good if Santa's going to help that out.
So you're in Circus, and you're getting close to, I would assume, the elevators.
Yes,
right?
Yes. That's where it looks like we were going.
So now, pick it right up here. I want all the details.
Going down.
So we get up. So we get into the elevator lobby, and we go up. And my room came, my floor came before where their destination was.
You're on the
was.
Eighth floor.
Yes, on the eighth floor, and they were above that. So I figured, go up to the eighth floor, and then it was going to be decision time. You know, are they going to come out with me? And I would do the linger as well and see, hey.
So are you thinking you're going to say something when it gets to your floor?
Yeah, so I was going to say something along the lines
did
of.
Did they press their floor?
They did.
Oh, daggers.
No, that's very bad.
You know where we messed up,
bad.
Mike? And I don't know if this is a complete mess. I don't
Never
know
had
the,
a chance.
I don't know the conclusion to the story. I don't have any detail. But there's a little gift shop in Circus right before the elevator.
Yes.
Okay.
At that point, you should have pivoted left. And said, let's get a cocktail. Let's make some cocktails in the room, right?
You can buy Jack and Coke.
Yeah. You can buy vodka. You can buy whatever they want. You should have just gotten that and had
Shocker,
something
you know
to go
that,
with
you. Big rummy.
Something to go with you, right?
Mike, just sidebar here. The last time we were in Reno, we had to do one thing like 20 minutes before the show.
Yeah.
Oscar showed up to my room with a hip flask of Jack Daniels. So one of those little I'm passed out on the side of the street bottles. I said, what the hell is the matter with you? He said, I went to the gift shop. It was amazing.
Sold
everything. You know what I didn't ask you guys? Because I didn't even pay attention.
What's
I was
that?
Too busy. You know, fighting my own demons. Mm-hmm. Did you guys have a little toddy before you went on stage?
I had one stiff drink.
Yeah, I had one on. Yeah, I had one. Two on stage or one on stage.
Oh, I didn't know. Yeah. I do miss that.
I do miss on stage
drinking.
Yeah, my hangover was crucial. Let me tell you.
So they hit their floor, Rofo. They're going to their floor. Let me say it because this is how I'll tell what's happening. Did they do it on their own or did they ask you to hit the number?
They asked me to hit the number.
Oh, you're done. Mm-hmm. At least that's what I would think. You're done.
If I'm a betting man, at that point, you freak out and hit every floor, so you have time to make up for how you messed up.
You run the whole thing. But it's so true.
What did he provide? 15, 20, 25.
The reason Oscar is so smart is what Oscar had just laid out for you. He gave you a subtle reason to get them to the room.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Where you stand right now, what are you going to do? Come and watch the preview channel? I mean, there's nothing.
Because it's not like you have a mini bar in the hotel.
That
you don't
mistake.
Have one.
Right, yeah. Mm.
Room service wraps up at the very late hour of 9 p.m.
That's true. And Mike, and you want room service to end then because, you know what, Reno isn't even – they roll up the sidewalks at 9 p.m.
What was that?
They roll up the sidewalks at 9 p.m.
Yes, they do. Yeah. They do. So you're on the elevator.
Do you throw a Hail Mary once they ask you for their floor?
Do you take it out and show it to them?
Just, lady, before you get to 414, how about taking a peek at this, you know?
Actually, Mike.
What do you think of that, lady?
He was extraordinary.
There we go.
He was extraordinarily vague. That's how he hit button number 8.
So are you vibing at that point? Is there disappointment?
All that time.
Yeah.
So we get to the eighth floor, and I said, and before I had a chance to say anything, they said, if we were 10 years younger and not in relationships, you would totally be on. But since we're not, have a good night. Little kiss on the cheek, and there they go.
No. Oh, no.
Big old strikeout for me.
Look at that disappointment. Oscar, I thought he might have succeeded, too.
Oh, my God.
And did you just let them leave it at that?
On a silver platter, you dick.
Yeah. Well, what do you say to that?
What is he going to say?
I don't know.
What is age but a number?
Yeah.
Get back, big ladies. There's no time for regrets. Let's just get this on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oscar does have the patter. You have the jargon. Ladies, there's no time for regrets. Oh, man.
Yes. This won't
Oscar
take more than 5 minutes.
Oscar
I guarantee
give
you.
Oscar can give you a little tutorial. My dears, there is no time for regrets. Please.
come to room 835 and be able to experience something you have never experienced
before.
Or
you say, let's have one more drink before we call it a night, and then you knock on Max, whoever's door you want, and send him down there to get you whatever you need.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You got to work hard for it. You just gave up.
Yeah.
At 6 o'clock in the morning.
Did you just walk in your room and see the duct tape and rope and say, oh, maybe next time?
When you go, you say you want to go to New York City, you don't stop before the tunnel. You go all the way. You got to go all the way.
Right.
Man.
How disappointed were you? Were you cool about it or were you bummed?
You know, I was cool about it. And they were. It was a nice time. It really was.
It's lucky there was no knives in his room.
Yeah. You just beat it up and go home.
Yeah, it was a nice time.
Just go home and think about him and beat it up.
Yep. I really thought, you know, the whole reason that we... Are we all disappointed? You know, the three... Do you see how the three of us are so disappointed? Because really the whole... The whole point of this was
living through you.
I thought there was going to be a payoff at the
Yeah, that doesn't happen to us. We want to live through you.
Yeah.
Did you see these ladies again during the rest of the weekend at all?
No, because I woke up the next morning, had to get things ready, and then we were on the plane.
It was the next morning. You could have only gotten 2 hours of sleep.
Yep.
That's not even a nap.
Rob, how much sleep did you get? Because I know the last time we were in Reno, you set the record for like 8 bottles of wine.
Yeah,
some ridiculous alcohol poisoning.
I left the listeners, I think, at about 3:30 because I wanted to say something, and when I went to talk, I couldn't. And then I just apologized. I said, friends, this has been wonderful, but we must call it a night.
Mm.
And I think I got to bed about 4 and got up at 10.
It's not bad, really. I mean, because you did the post. I would have probably gone
4 to 10, I think.
4 or 5 That's if fair. I hadn't been you know, feeling a little under the weather. I would have done that. So,
but I did wake up feeling marvelously well, and then I realized why, because I was still drunk. I wasn't truly miserable till I got to Denver.
Because I know that somebody brought you little thimbles full of Manhattan.
Oh, that started as thimbles, Mike, but by the end of the night, in front of me, it looked like a chessboard. There was shots of Crown everywhere, and I couldn't go anywhere without someone putting a drink in my hand. And, Mike, that's my kryptonite. I just can't say no. And
I'm just a girl who can't say no.
Hurt me pretty bad. I'm surprised there's any Crown left in that city.
Oscar stayed behind, and Oscar was going to take the red eye because Oscar had some business to finish with Circus, where they boned him.
Well,
no.
Timing is everything.
It is.
You know, and so, yes, it is, isn't it?
And, you know, and we're only getting his side of the story. I'd say there's about an 80% chance they called him and he didn't answer. Because I saw him at 10 o'clock that morning. Who texts someone at 10 in the morning and says, do you have any Ambien? Because he was ready to just, you know, he was going to, you know, put that day away.
Well, I hadn't gone to bed.
Yeah,
you
know,
some just because I'm a little older and I've been to the rodeo a few more times, Oscar, I really think the level of alcohol in your system, probably not all that smart to pop an Ambien after that.
Counterpoint.
Yeah, but imagine the story you guys would tell.
Oh, but the
we
Ambien.
Lost Oscar in Reno. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but
we,
Ambien
and John Belushi in Reno, Nevada.
Yeah,
oh,
if I die at 36, I'll always be 36.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Chateau Marmont.
That is a little frightening right there, I have to be honest with you.
Mike, as long as you mind your P's and Q's, the mixture of Ambien and alcohol is wonderful. It gives you such
do not listen to this man.
Restful night.
We cannot sign off on that.
Rob, now that you too, that is very, I'm not talking about the right mixture. The right mixture would maybe be one drink.
Or no drinks.
Or no drinks at all.
I should tell everyone this is a comedy radio show.
Yes.
And what we're saying is simply folly. But if you were to ever have a bottle of wine and take an Ambien and continue to write Christmas cards, open them before you mail them. Because the Ambien walrus is going to take you on a journey that you're not going to remember.
All right. Well, how was the how did you sleep well?
I just wanted to
How's my body?
Do not mix pills and booze.
Rofo, do we have 2 seconds just for gambling wise as far as Rofo's concerned?
Yeah, we have plenty of time.
So Rofo saw me the highs and lows of Fantana right before the threesome was laid out on the silver platter, which he messed up. So the reason why we went to breakfast is because we were celebrating a big win, right?
Yeah.
I was sitting there.
You had mentioned that you did pretty well in the casino.
Well, I came back from, I was in the hole, right? So after a great...
So not like Rob Ford.
He was never in the hole. Trying to get there, didn't get there. We're sitting there playing blackjack, and the show went so well. Mike, we signed everybody's autographs. Why not? I'm walking towards what was, I thought, my room, and then I saw the blackjack table with Rofo there. I said, I'm going to play with Rofo.
Ah.
I was so hammered. I think at one point there was a bet down. I was up, what, $700-$800,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
And I took one.
And incidentally, Oscar, watching Oscar, I am, everybody knows, I am the definitive degenerate gambler on
yes.
the show.
Yes.
When I gamble near Oscar Santana, he makes me nervous, and it's not even my money, because he gambles like a mental patient.
And you know what?
We will be playing $5 and $10 hands of blackjack. Suddenly, I will look over, and Oscar has put $400 yep. down on the table. It is frightening to
and
me.
The thing
it
is,
truly
is. To me, to what is frightening to you is upsetting to me, because he doesn't figure, I mean, and I'm no whiz,
yes.
but he doesn't figure any mathematics into it at all.
No,
and
he'll no go, card counting for that guy.
He'll
at
go
all.
Somewhere between a $400 bet, and then he says, oh, yeah, I've got a coupon for a $5 bet.
Hey.
So yep. he goes between like
very strange.
Yeah, it's like I can't it's even so understand true. What the
and
hell he's
embarrassing
doing
at the same time.
And he'll
very,
lose
very
$400 and not blink, but then get excited because he's won $3 in a stuffed dinosaur. Well, I
let
have
me
a
just
pink
say,
dinosaur.
As somebody who was sitting zone. At a table with him on Friday night, let me just say this: I truly, and when Oscar plays like that, it really makes the game fly by.
Oh Jesus. God! Oh, between him
God. High fives
and
everyone oh, celebrating. God.
Him and that Detroit dealer, Mike, that was poison right there.
It's so, like, hey, okay, Oscar and the Detroit dealer, let's make sure the brakes are put on the game and let's make it as slow as humanly possible.
I was up in total when I sat down at that table, $400. Right. So at that point, when you've won money, I don't look at it as I've won money. That's the money.
It's house money.
This is not the money I can gamble, the house
right.
money.
Right.
So I'd given $200 to the winner for Andy, who stole
right.
it, and they, you know, fair and square won the $200, so they're good to go. So I have $800 in my pocket. I had $1,000.
Right.
I bet the $800, won $800 on one hand. Really wild time.
You
right?
put $800 down on the line?
Oh, yeah. Well, I won the $800, and I was like, oh, you know, what a great feeling this winning is.
Mm-hmm.
So then,
now, wait, yo, let me just make
yes.
sure I've got this clear. So you sit at the table.
Yes.
How much cash do you have that you're ready to gamble?
I'm going to gamble with all $800 because I went there.
You
and
got
I said,
$800 in your pocket.
I said I'm
That's
prepared to
gamble.
Lose $600 of the entire weekend. That's what
okay.
I was prepared to lose. That's
right.
the cash
okay, so
I brought with
me. You're going to let it ride
yes.
and all right, take it from
that
there.
That literally makes my neck
go
hurt.
Go big or go home. That's an iPhone, right. I thought. I was like, you know, I won't upgrade big. For a while. Well, no big deal.
So. Go big or go piss Mike
I
off.
So I win the $800, so I'm at $1,600. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Is that
yeah.
where we're at? And
so
then
you
I,
double your money sitting at that table.
I double my money. And then I think, if I remember correctly, I put a $5 bet down my next bet because I was like, you know what? I can't double down on this.
From $800
right.
to $5.
He
I'm not even
gambles.
Sure there are tables that have those limits available.
Right, right. He gambles like he should be institutionalized.
He should. So
he should
I said, this $5 is beat. I'm going to go ahead and put down everything I have on the next hand.
Okay.
And at that point, Rofo.
What do you mean everything you have? You're going to put $1,600
That's
down?
Exactly what I put
That's
down.
Oh, my God. You put $1,600 down. I've never made a bet like
so
that.
So, again,
oh my God.
It's 4-ish in the morning. I've got like what I think Paula Campos is next to me, if I recall correctly.
Life is good. Life
I said,
is good.
I said, life is
go.
Good. Let's just do this. And
so
I,
you have a listener sitting there, and does
everyone's
the crowd
telling
gather?
Me no. They, no, no does, crowd. It's just Rofo and the listener. That's it.
Oh my,
my
God.
Friend Paul.
And you have, hold on a second. And you have sitting in front of you on the little circle.
Yes.
You have put down $1,600.
This is coming from a guy that not 10 hours earlier was saying, please pay me in red chips so it looks like I have more.
Exactly. This is more than I've ever witnessed. So,
yes.
All right.
So,
well, yeah, now I'm ready.
In hindsight, I should have listened to everybody at the table, the two people, Rofo and Paulo, when they said, do not do this. This is not a good idea. And I said, why not? I think I got maybe a 6, and then I got a, and then I was at 16. I said, I
got
to stay at 16.
Of course you got a 16. Of course you get the
right?
worst possible
yeah,
hand.
So then
that's just the way it happens.
I end up losing the hand. So there was all $1,600, right?
Oh,
so then I said, you know what? Can't lose on a, I can't go home on a losing note. We're going to do this again. I go to the ATM, The ATM from Bank of America blocks me getting money because I'm in Reno and not in D.C.
Right.
Then I said, there must be some mistake. And I scurry over to the cash box and I say, your machines are broken. And then I go in there and after a good 20 minutes of haggling, I get $800 from them, right?
Nice.
Another
Yes.
God.
And you know what? He says after haggling, what he doesn't see is as he leaves the cashier's cage, they're doing high fives.
Because in my mind,
I paid $300 for that $800.
I'm just down $600 because that's what I went with, right?
Okay.
All so right, then I was good. Like, all right, let's just put $600 down and figure out what's going on. I said, no, I'm not okay with just winning $600. I want to win $800.
Oh, no.
So I put $800.
So did you go back and put the whole $600 down on
my first hand, I get there. I have the $800. I say to the dealer, I said, look, I'll break this up into fives and 25s and hundreds. Like, I want to be able to play for a little while.
Oh, so they're loving you.
So they break it up 5 minutes later because they weren't the fastest dealers.
The dealer, he was about 100 years old.
Yeah, he really was. He 5 minutes later, they're all in front of me, the chips.
Right.
And I say, ah, that took forever. Let's just let it ride. I put all the chips after he's broken them up right on the next hand, right?
You're betting $800.
$800. I got to come back, baby. And then the card that is dealt to me, and you have this broken down better than I do.
Yes.
Explain to them.
He got a 2 ace.
Yes.
Okay, and the dealer, 3 or 13.
And so he's 3 or 13.
And the dealer had an ace showing. So the dealer goes to ask for insurance. Then Oscar says, I can't afford any insurance.
That's all I have.
That's all I have.
He was all in.
There's no insurance to be given.
He's like, Oscar says, you know what? I think you're going to bust. I'm going to stay. And I said, really?
hold on. Did you stand on a soft 13?
He stood on a soft 13 with an ace
showing.
On a
3-13.
Wow.
You didn't even take a card. It wouldn't have hurt you to take a card.
Impossible to bust. All you can do is make yourself better.
Again, I shouldn't have bet the $800 on the first.
So what happened then?
The should have not is actually much earlier in the story.
Much earlier.
Yeah. By the way, I could listen to gambling stories all day, every day on the show. So tell us what happened after that, Robo.
Please.
The dealer dealt out to, he went out to 5 cards and he had a 16. So he had to hit. So he hit and then he busted.
Yes!
Oh!
I'm back, baby. I'm back, and we're going to Sizzler. We're going to Sizzler.
Did you quit at that point?
I quit, walked away.
Attaboy. So you're
up
even.
$200.
Up $200. Yes. Not bad.
I'm back, baby. I'm back.
Don't you hate when stupid people win?
Oh, man, I swear to God. I want to get on a plane and meet Oscar in Vegas this weekend. We'll take a break. We will come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm Oscar Santana.
And I'm Todd Moore, and we're trying to bridge the gap between entertainment and
technology.
And we're doing it right now.
Yes, and we're much better than Rob Spiewak.
F you, Rob.
Listen to Tech 411. That's available on MichaelMaraShow.com or find us on iTunes. Just search
for Tech 411 Show.
More Broadcasting. For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. Face it, holidays are approaching. They're next week. Next week is Thanksgiving, people.
That's right.
You don't have, and that's hard to believe, really.
It is.
Because we did the show 1 week later this year.
Yep.
It feels like everything's accelerated. You don't have time to go to the post office. There's too much traffic, not enough parking, and it'll be packed with everyone mailing holiday gifts and packages. Luckily, we never have to go to the post office thanks to Stamps.com.
Oh, yeah.
This is the time of year I really want you to pay attention to what we're telling you with Stamps.com. Everything that you would do at the post office, you can do it right from your desk. This will save you so much aggravation. Buy and print official U.S. postage using your own computer and printer, and then the mailman picks it up. Boom, it's over. This easy and convenient method of mailing things is going to change your life. You will love not going to the post office.
The best.
We use Stamps.com all the time, and you should too. It makes fruitcake shipping a snap. And you're doing it again this year, Rob?
We will have the 12 Days of Fruitcake right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. So get your contest entries ready.
Oh, fantastic. Act now for a 30-day free no-risk trial and $110 bonus offer. That includes the free digital scale and up to $55 in free postage. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone, and use our code TMOS. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. Stamps.com and TMOS. And ladies and gentlemen, we thank you.
News.
Boo. WINS News 5. No, I'm sorry. Every time I hear that, I want to do that.
After Bill Cosby settled a civil lawsuit in 2006 alleging that he'd repeatedly sexually assaulted a woman, his image as America's dad may have been temporarily tarnished, but it was far from destroyed. But in recent weeks, as allegations of other sexual assaults have taken hold in published reports and on social media, his rock-solid persona seems in danger of permanent erosion. Cosby is 77. He has never been charged with a crime and so far has steadfastly refused to address the uproar. He's granted a few in-person interviews to media, and an attempt to put out the fire with a positive social media buzz has backfired, generating criticism rather than praise. He is not handling this well, and he's looking guilty. It's not a cool thing for him. There is no sign that his silent treatment, outside of a statement from his attorney Sunday characterizing the accusations as discredited, will placate the two accusers who have recently told their stories or outlast their demands that he answer to their claims. So I don't know where this is going to end, but I've interviewed Bill Cosby 2-3 times in my career, and, you know,
I have a question regarding that.
When you get that big, I think sometimes you got the blinders on, and if he did this, look, I think there's everybody that's in the business of show. Comedians,
yeah,
disc jockeys. I will tell you that there have been stories for years, not about rape that I've ever heard, but that have circulated about drugs, about Bill Cosby, that have floated around the DJ comedy circles.
Question for you, and I've been with you for a couple of the Cosby interviews. You've had him when he's been with it, and you've also had him when he's been rambling. Do you think the way he is mishandling this situation could have anything to do with any sort of mental deterioration?
I have no idea, Rob, but I think that the
it's
frustrating
tough, because you know what, he doesn't seem to be handling it like a sane person would.
No. And
I also look.
There's a lot of smoke, he's settled with three of these women, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. He's settled with them. But the fact is, also, the bottom line with this is that I really don't see any way that he's going to be prosecuted for this because so much time has passed.
Exactly.
His allegations, even the most recent one, is quite some time ago. So we will see how it plays out in the media, but I'm not really sure what the ramifications are going to be outside of damaging the man's reputation. And if he did do any of this stuff, maybe rightly so.
It's also tough to judge the women that took the settlements because it's such a personal situation to be exposed to if you continue to fight it, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Everybody has to make their own choice.
I watched a documentary on battered women that was on, and really, it takes so much incredible courage, especially back in the day,
for women
to come forward with this type of thing. And, you know, it ultimately, on a lot of these circumstances, is a he said, she said. And the longer time passes, the more that is the case. Yeah. So
one
we'll
of
have
the
to
accusers
keep our eyes on it.
That I saw this morning, the incident allegedly was from 1969, back in the days when he was Chet Kincaid. Mm. And they said she didn't go forward because, well, no one's going to believe me.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
why even try?
And it was harder to do it back then, too.
She went so far as to say she didn't even tell her mom, and she went on a second date with him because she didn't want to have to explain to her mom what happened.
It's tough.
It's so
very
weird.
Scary. Yeah. An ESPN executive brought to NBC to take charge of Rob and my favorite, The Today Show, is exiting after less than 3 months. According to a staff memo Monday from NBC News President Deborah Ternus, she and Jamie Horowitz decided that, in her words, it was not the right fit. Horowitz started in September as senior vice president and GM of The Today Show. It was once the network morning show leader, but has fallen behind ABC's Good Morning America.
In 2 years,
in her memo
to
staff, Ternus says Horowitz would be replaced in due course. Maybe it's time to look at Ms. Ternus. I always say that. You know, when
I would
you
think
see
so.
You see these people and it's a revolving door and things don't change. I think you it doesn't happen in corporate media, and we've seen that we've really seen the way that works.
Dan Mason.
Yeah.
And the fact that it just the guys that sit there and change, fire, and the guys that sit up at the top of the mountain, there's never any change for them, and they get to make the same mistakes.
I wondered if they noticed how the ratings went up when Savannah was gone.
You know, really, when you look at our company, CBS, where we got blown out, it was a sports format flip, and advertising-wise, that station has done well. They've done fairly well in the ratings as well, but their huge endeavor, WNEW, stuns me. It absolutely, with the leash that we were put on back in the day when we were doing that radio show, and to see the money that has been hemorrhaged into that radio station, And I go, what are they going on, a 10-year plan? Did they decide that this time they're going to put them on a 10-year plan?
It's
very strange.
It is strange. On a local level, that signal, I think, is doomed because when I grew up, it was a rock station. Then
A heritage rock station.
Yeah, and then I grew up, and I had a dream come true. I got to work there. And then it became a Latin station, right?
Right, right.
And then it became a news station. But there was always a problem with the signal in D.C. forever.
Well, it's
always
not. It doesn't quite make it into Baltimore, and it doesn't quite make it into the district.
You think after almost 20 years, they would have figured that out.
Well, you know how great the engineers are. I'm sure they're going to have it real soon.
It's wild.
NBC News declined to comment on Horowitz's departure. It does seem to me that the Today Show has gotten a little fluffier over the last few weeks.
And absolutely.
Maybe they'll go back to a little bit more serious news, because I like to see serious news on that show. I really do. This had to suck. Solange Knowles. She broke out in hives on her wedding night in New Orleans. Did you hear about
this? Sangre blue, it is so bad.
Sources say it was probably some kind of food allergy. Solange left the reception with her sister, who was trying to shield her face from the paparazzi. They did manage to get a close-up. I did not see it. Despite the breakout, Solange says Saturday was the best day of her life. She got married.
Well, you know what? If you can still have a good day and have a nice bitchin' case of hives, bless your heart.
80-year-old Charles Manson, who's been rotting away in prison for 45 years, is getting married.
Yeah!
His bride is a 26-year-old Afton Elaine Burton.
She's boxed.
That's a 25-cent name, isn't it? She's obviously insane, but she's kind of easy on the eye. I saw a picture of her. She's not bad looking.
True.
Kind of looks like the women that pursued Rofo. Charles and Afton their marriage license yesterday and plan on getting hitched next month. Afton says they can invite up to 10 people from the outside, so put in your request, Rob.
Well, you know what? I think his marriage is going to go well. He's got a great, great history of being committed.
All right.
I get it.
Committed. This is a long one. Hey. You got to linger on it.
I liked it.
Just hear me out. I know we're running late here.
Good.
Jaden and Willow Smith gave an interview to the New York Times. I have to put it all in here, okay?
Okay.
These are the quotes from the very protected, very spoiled, full of themselves, Jaden and Willow, who have never had a day in their little young lives where they weren't famous. All right. Jaden says, quote, "School is not authentic because it ends. It's not true. It's not real. Our learning will never end. The school that we go to every single morning, we will continue to go to." Okay.
The school of Smith.
I'm just giving you the quotes here.
Okay.
"Kids who go to normal school are so teenagery, so angsty. You never learn anything in school." Okay. Thank you, Smith children. "Think about how many car accidents happen every day. Driver's Ed, what's up? I still haven't been to Driver's Ed because if everybody I know has been in an accident, I can't see how Driver's Ed is really helping them out. Duh. Thank you very much." Now, Willow. Here are her quotes.
Okay,
all right?
Willow.
"I went to school for 1 year. It was the best experience, but the worst experience. The best experience because I was like, oh, now why kids are so depressed? But there was the worst experience because I was depressed." Jesus, these kids. They're just clueless, and they might be insane, too. Here's what Jaden had to say about time. "I mean, time for me, I can make it go slow or fast, however I please." Okay, whatever.
Wow.
Willow revealed her very insular reading habits. Quote, There's no new novels that I like to read, so I write my own novels, and I read them again. It's the best thing.
Oh, God.
Jesus, these kids. I swear to God. And Jaden gave us insight into babies. Quote, "When babies are born, their soft spots bump. It has like a heartbeat in it. That's because energy is coming through their body up and down." This is Los Angeles. This is Hollywood. This is kids that are what's the pool? 25 before they get busted for drugs? When's it going to happen? My God.
Wow.
Willow also had a take on babies. Quote, "When they're in the stomach, they're so aware, putting all their bones together, putting all their ligaments together, but they're shocked by this harsh world."
These kids are so nice. Are we supposed to fix it when she travels through time?
What about flipping their hair back and forth?
Oh, the hit record. Yeah.
Here's Jaden on how much better their music is than everyone else's. Quote, "We don't think a lot of the music out there. It's not cool, so we make our own music. We don't have any song that we like to listen to on the Pacific Coast Highway by any other artist, you know?"
Wow. I think it's nice that they get to drive up and down the Pacific Coast Highway.
Thank you very much.
Jerks.
And now a little something. A woman went into a store called Hair Plus in South Sacramento last week, asked to see their most expensive hair extensions, but then she tried to run away with them. Luckily, the owner tried to block the door. They got into a fight. He pulled her shirt off. She was just wearing a pink bra.
Nice.
The police are trying to track her down, and they do have her torn shirt and, somewhat ironically, a clump of her real hair that was pulled out during the fight. So hopefully they'll find her. If she's in a car, she should be easy to spot. She'll be the one that's weaving in and out of traffic. I'm sorry. I'm so very, very sorry. We have to move on. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hi, I'm Tony Perkins.
Hi, I'm Gary Stein.
And I'm... that's Gary Stein doing Mike O'Mara doing Gary Stein. Listen, we hope you will listen to our show. We have great fun, great guests every week.
We certainly do, and pretty soon the box set comes out.
And it, frankly, it's just not the same without you. Check it out at TonyPerkinsShow.com.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Thank you, Gary Stein. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. Holiday times can be hectic times. We all know that, don't we, fellas? Am I
sure.
Right?
Sure. Oh,
right. Routines change with travel. Don't I know it? Shopping, scheduling, all that stuff. Holiday parties. Luckily, one thing stays the same, and it is my wonderful Sleep Number bed. No matter how busy I am the day before, I always wake up perfectly rested and refreshed thanks to my Sleep Number bed. Every Sleep Number bed is available with that wonderful Sleep IQ technology. It shows you what affects your sleep for better or for worse, and it can even help prevent snoring. Sensors work with the dual-air technology inside the bed and tracks your sleep. I learn every morning how I'm sleeping and how I can make it better. It is the coolest. My Sleep Number setting's an 80. Carlos is an 85. That's right. We are firm people.
Yeah.
See why Sleep Number was named Best of 2014 by a leading consumer magazine. And right now, you can save $300 on a Sleep Number P5 bed. It's their most popular bed. No better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting today only at one of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. You can find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. Again, that's 800-511-0061. And don't forget to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Let's open up the Audio Vault for Tuesday, November 18, 2014. Rob Spiewak.
You know, I don't like to normally lead with little kid videos because I think when parents put them on YouTube, they're just up to no good. But this one I fell in love with. I'd say the kid is probably between 2.5 and 3 years old. And the dad says, "Can you whistle?"
Spencer, can you whistle?
Spencer.
No, it's impossible to whistle. I cannot whistle. It's impossible to whistle.
Can I see you try?
Yeah.
And as soon as he wiped off the iPhone, he was fine. But that's Spencer. He cannot whistle.
That's sweet.
Mike, if I were to say to you as a food guy, as a foodie, Lee and Perrins makes what sauce?
Worcestershire sauce.
Exactly. But when you hire an Italian guy to do your cooking show and the recipe requires a little Worcestershire sauce, he can't say
it. By the way, can I say something about this word?
Yeah.
Okay. Worcester, Massachusetts.
Right.
Worcestershire sauce. It's very, if you simply tell people that a lot of these letters in Worcestershire sauce are silent.
Right.
And I am so tired of, there are people that hit this word like an absolute train wreck, Worcestershire. It's Worcestershire sauce.
At the end of this tape, he can't even say sauce. Check out this Italian guy.
All right, ready, set, go.
We got to use this one drop of Worcestershire.
No.
We got to use this one shusha.
I don't know.
One just star shine.
Yeah, one just shine. One just shusha. One just shusha.
One just Shari.
Almost.
I told the truth. I don't know what kind of the country come this from, but I'm Italian. I don't know what I gotta say. I read in Italian now. Worcestershire. Sauce. That's the sauce.
So Jerry Seinfeld revealed what his least favorite episode of the entire run of Seinfeld
is. Cool.
And it bothers me because it's one of my favorites. His least favorite episode was...
Boy, these pretzels are making me thirsty.
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
The one where Kramer gets cast in a Woody Allen movie, and that's his one line.
Why would he hate that episode?
I love that episode. These pretzels are making me thirsty. Real quick, there's a new version of Do They Know It's Christmas to benefit Ebola. And you know what's cool?
Not to benefit Ebola.
Benefit Ebola research, forgive me.
Yeah.
Well, actually, they were unclear.
If we sell a lot of these, everybody's going to get the disease.
They were unclear where they weighed in on it. I don't know where the money is going. I know it has to do with Ebola.
Do they have Ebola time this year?
What's cool, though, is he's been around so long, Bono is on both recordings, the original and this one. But this one will never be a hit, Mike, because it doesn't have this.
Feed the people.
It's a big country. Feed the people.
Feed the people.
And so
feed the people. Feed the people. I get in my tank.
We will see a lot of Christmas records in the near future. And good news for the people that have the company that makes Botox.
The company that makes Botox was recently purchased for $66 billion.
Yep.
Botox users were very surprised. They just couldn't show it.
That is your audio vault. Feed the people, and have a great Tuesday, everybody.
This concludes our broadcast day, but dry your eyes. It's not goodbye. Just so long. You can always write us a letter. Send it to TMOS PO Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. Email all technical queries to ponyboy@michaelmaraschow.com. If you'd like to be part of tomorrow's legendary mailbag, all you have to do is drop a line to the jolly one, Rob, at michaelmaraschow.com. He'll read your letter. Hope it's funny. He needs some. Guys, he's been on the road to Reno. Come on, everybody. And remember, the official e-voice line open at 800-440-8167. To Rob Speedwagon, Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara, and see you next time, everybody.
Goodbye.
Ciao, ciao.
Wait, don't go.
I need to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Feed the people.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.